We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Peace-loving viewers, thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 56 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Agua Isadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5, La Celera, Channel 51 on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21, Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Paraguay and Viemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Araguay, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tirapacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Domoe SA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguatsu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguatsu. And in Andarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable and Andarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channels 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CIATSAT. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buya on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hav Province, Channel 21 on Hanel Thai Cable TV. In Ednet City, Channel Z26 on El Khat Tengger Cable TV. Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sugbathar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Uul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on El Khat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. And Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolia Digital Broadcasting. In Utush on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Underhan City in Hinte Province, Channel 23 on Sandbird Company. In Sanchan City in Dornogob Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company. In Mandelgob City, Channel 12 on Horal Cable TV. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recan Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Nuestrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongcha Le Cable TV. And Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Chai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunnan County, Channel 108 on Goleo Township on Jalian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheng Township on Pekong Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Japan donates more than $56,000 to Lebanon for clean water. In animal welfare news, a French man discovers that chickens are delightful companions. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Compassion segment featuring a Formosan or Taiwanese woman who has gifted thousands of dollars she has earned as a vegetable seller to those in need. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 29th, is the birthday of Ghanaian diplomat Mr. Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, born in 1944 in Accra, Ghana. Fluent in four languages, Mr. Akufo-Addo, a lawyer, is the founder and first chairperson of the Ghana Committee on Human and People's Rights. While Minister of Foreign Affairs from 2003 to 2007, Mr. Akufo-Addo assisted in ensuring Ghana's enhanced relations with neighboring countries, as well as contributing to peace developments. He was a pioneer member of the African Union's Peace and Security Council in 2004. Mr. Akufo-Addo said, "Generations of my forebears established this rich tradition of public service, of which I am proud and which has been the source of constant inspiration. I respectfully appreciate Mr. Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo for your dedication to the Ghanaian people. May you be graced with a very happy birthday."
Fly-in news. Heavy rains lead to fatal mudslides in Peru. On Saturday, March 27th, relentless precipitation has resulted in numerous mudslides across Carabao province in the country's southwestern Puno region. At least six people are reported to have perished, including five miners, in a remote area rendered inaccessible except on foot. With many roads across the province blocked by land and mudslides, Puno Region Police Chief General Javier Sanguinetti stated that helicopter rescue and relief attempts would continue. "We are saddened to hear of the lives lost and pray for the protection of all affected Peruvians. May harmonious conditions prevail as we strive for better stewardship of our ecosphere."
Quake strikes Turkey and Indonesia. Just weeks after being hit by a quake that cost the lives of dozens of people in Turkey's east central region, a magnitude 5.0 tremor struck on March 24th near the eastern city of Bingöl. 2 days later, eastern Indonesia's Maluku province was hit by a 6.2 magnitude tremor, while in the United States, a 3.4 undersea tremor struck off the Southern California coast as the largest of four small such tremors in the past week. On Saturday, a series of small earthquakes in Northern California brought dozens of alarmed calls in areas such as San Jose, and a 4.3 magnitude earthquake shook southern New Mexico. There were fortunately no reports of damage or injuries for any of the tremors. "We are relieved to hear of the safety of those in the quake-hit region, as we pray that such disturbances are eliminated through humanity's eco-stabilizing actions."
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organisations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
OLAC, or Vietnam, shares technical expertise with Chad. In a three-party agreement signed on Friday, March 26, the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, helped facilitate a new cooperative project in which OLAC will help the Republic of Chad implement improvements to food security. A group of OLACs, or Vietnamese experts, will be sent to Chad to assist in areas such as rice irrigation methods and increased grain production. The efforts are expected to help some 2 million Chadians currently in need of more reliable access to food, with another agreement planned between OLAC and Namibia in the near future. United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization and OLAC, Providence bless your willing aid in this meaningful collaboration with brethren in Chad. May world citizens continue to work together across borders for the shared abundance and well-being of all.
Formosan, or Taiwanese president, thanks Solomon Island chief. Following Formosa's, or Taiwan's, Typhoon Morakot in 2009, Chief Stanley Tapiva from Carver Village in the Solomon Islands had collected donations from 200 villagers, travelling by foot and boat for 24 hours to personally deliver a humble $125 in relief aid to Formosan President Ma Ying-jeou. During a recent visit to the Solomon Islands, President Ma was able to meet Chief Tapiva, whom he embraced as he conveyed that many Formosans had been touched by the leader's kind-hearted gesture. In response to the chief saying that the amount was small, the president said, "The amount is irrelevant. What is important is that you showed your concern for friends, even though they are so far away. I thank you on behalf of the Taiwanese people. We are touched, President Ma and Chief Tapiva, to hear of such a simple and genuine friendship between leaders. May harmony extend to the people in both your lands as we look forward to the day that such tolerance and respect is shared among all of humanity."
Vegetarian fitness coach calls for plant-based cleanse. U.S. personal fitness trainer and vegetarian Bob Harper, known for his role as weight loss coach on the American reality television program The Biggest Loser, calls on Twitter followers to be vegan for at least a day. Posting the message on the social networking site Twitter, Mr. Harper stated, "Your challenge today is to go to the next 24 hours, starting now eliminating all animal products. Good for your heart and the environment." Mr. Harper, meanwhile, continues to post food recommendations such as his favorite vegan cheese, Veganrella, and meat alternatives such as garden veggie protein products. "Many thanks, Coach Harper, for your helpful tips on staying fit through the plant-based diet. May many be inspired to adopt the vegan challenge as a lifelong practice of wholesome vitality and peace of mind."
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet:
lowers blood pressure,
lowers cholesterol levels,
reduces type 2 diabetes,
prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%,
reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system,
increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ,
saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food,
conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land,
free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production,
reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year,
stop 80% of global warming,
plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Toys save puppies from fire. In Florida, USA, 10-year-old Marcus Jones and 11-year-old Luis Bermudez were returning home when they heard a smoke alarm going off in the first floor of their apartment building. The boys immediately knocked on their neighbour's door, but could only hear the crying of the neighbour's two pug canines, Peanut and Dale, who were trapped inside alone. After asking another neighbour to dial emergency 911, the boys pried open the screen door and with another adult's help were able to safely remove the grateful dogs. A big bravo, Marcus and Louise, for your quick-thinking, selfless actions that saved little Peanut and Dale. May you celebrate the same gift of life in your companionship together and with family and friends.
For their courageous deeds, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring Marcus Jones and Luis Bermudez, each with the Shining World Hero Award. Save our planet. Doha Conference calls attention to endangered species. Delegates from around the world met at a UN-sponsored convention on international trade in endangered species, or CITES, forum in Doha, Qatar, to discuss measures for further protection of endangered species such as the polar bear, bluefin tuna, tiger, rhinoceros, and shark. The meeting came as conservationists warn of a wider biodiversity that is rapidly on the decline. Dr. Stuart Simon of the International Union for the Conservation of Nature stated that species are currently vanishing faster than they can evolve.
In England alone, nearly 500 species have died out, almost all in the last two centuries. Another topic discussed was the illegal trafficking of exotic animals such as lions, leopards, and primates, with cruel practices that include drugging or even removing their teeth for placement in unnatural conditions such as the extreme confinement required for public entertainment or display. CITES Secretary General Willem Wijnstekers urged for governments to pass more stringent laws to curb practices as these.
We thank Dr. Stewart, CITES Secretary General Wijnstekers, and all conference participants for your factual observations as we join your concern and pray that humans of every nation act now in choosing more harmonious lifestyles to protect the cherished species of our planet.
As during an October 2009 video conference in Indonesia, Supreme Master Qinghai has often addressed the need for action to halt the tragic suffering and loss of our animal co-inhabitants.
In our society, the law only punished someone who has done something wrong to the society. The animals, they have never done us any wrong. They live their life quietly. They're eating whatever God provides them. They don't harm us in any way. Even if some cases they do because we destroy their habitat, because they have nowhere to live, they have no more food in nature for them to eat. Now we are at a point where we must change while there is still time. Otherwise, we will face disastrous consequences and we might lose the whole world, our lives altogether. So, please everyone, plant veg, be veg. And we can go green later when we already saved the planet.
Save our planet. Lights go out for Earth Hour. On Saturday, March 27th, millions of people around the world turn off their lights for the 4th annual Earth Hour. Organized by the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, the global event is intended as a symbolic awareness raising about the urgent need to save the planet from climate change.
From famous landmarks and major cities to government buildings, offices and homes, lights were dimmed across 120 countries for 1 hour starting at 8:30 p.m. Supreme Master Television's global correspondents tell us what exciting landmarks went dark for a brighter future, starting with Australia.
From Sydney, Australia, We're here celebrating Earth Hour with a candlelight vigil on Observatory Hill, the Sydney Harbour Bridge, the Sydney Opera House, Luna Park and Centrepoint Tower will all turn off their lights.
We've called this vigil tonight a vigil of light and hope, to get together and talk with loved ones and friends and other people of common mind about what there is to hope for and how we can move forward.
It is our generation to reduce climate change, and if we don't do it, it's gonna finish us off. You know, it has to be up to us, and Earth Hour is a great example of how this can be done.
G'day from Brisbane, Australia. We're here at the famous Story Bridge, where the lights will soon be going out as the people of Brisbane observe Earth Hour 2010. The people of Brisbane and the Brisbane City Council are great supporters of Earth Hour.
G'day, my name's Campbell Newman. I'm the Lord Mayor of the City of Brisbane, and we're very excited about Earth Hour to particularly build awareness in our community about how they can reduce their electricity consumption and CO2 emissions, but perhaps even more importantly, in tough economic times, save a lot of money.
And the lights here have gone out on the Story Bridge here at Brisbane, Australia, kicking off Earth Hour 2010. This is Brisbane, Australia, Supreme Master Television signing off.
Let's now go to Asia, where many governments and co-citizens join in Earth Hour.
无上市电视台的观众朋友们，你们好，我现在在北京，我身后是中国国家体育中心鸟巢。今天，北京故宫和中国许多标志性建筑首次进入了熄灯一小时的行列，还有很多中学的师生来到这里一起感受熄灯一小时活动，关心地球环境，关注全球变暖，让我们一起关上灯。
点亮希望，地球一小时，希望一小时。再过几分钟，我背后的101大楼。 还有总统府即将要熄灯了，在台北市政府周围聚集了1000多名民众，手持 LED 灯游行街头。我爱用这首歌呢，呼吁大家在我们的新市里面呢，好好的去点个点唱。我爱呀，我爱呀，我爱呀，我爱呀，吃素环保救地球，耶！
standing in front of Ion Orchard, a mega shopping mall in Singapore, where the lights are going to go off at 8:30 sharp. As you can see behind me, the lights have gone off.
As city after city skyline blended into the night, soon it was Europe's turn to switch off the lights.
Ich bin hier am Sendlinger Tor in München und berichte für Supreme Master Television aus Deutschland.
Also die Rathäuser werden dunkel sein, die Frauenkirchentürme werden dunkel sein, die Tiantinerkirche und kleinere andere Kirchen.
Wir stehen an das Atomium, Symbol für unser Land. Und binnen enkele Minuten geht hier das Licht ausgehen in het kader von der wereldwijde Aktie Earth Hour.
Für uns ist eigentlich schon nichts Fantastisches. Es ist echt nichts, das jeden zusammenbringt.
Und das ist auch eine Demonstration von Samenhorigkeit. Und ich denke, dass die Samenhorigkeit, alle zusammen, Schulter an Schulter, dafür gehen, dass das belangrijk zal sein, als straks na een uurtje het Licht weer aangaat und echt Aandacht verrecht wordt für das Klima.
Finally, the last wave of cities observed Earth Hour in the Americas.
I'm standing in downtown Chicago. The famous Chicago Theater marquee will be turned off in a moment to kick off Earth Hour 2010. More than 200 buildings in downtown Chicago will turn off their lights for this global event, signifying Chicagoans' efforts to save our beautiful planet by reducing greenhouse emissions.
3, 2, 1.
when we think about Earth Hour and what we might do when we go home, we can reflect on our opportunities to be a member of the change community. One of the most important messages that Earth Hour gives is that climate change action has everything to do with individual choices. And for me, one of the most important individual choices is to eat lower on the food chain. I really believe that if we all ate more soy and vegetable products, we'd not only be really helping the planet, but also living healthier and happier lives.
Off and big thanks all organizers, governments, and world citizens who participated in Earth Hour 2010. May this united action of humankind be an encouragement that together, by being veg and going green, we can save our planetary home.
Save Our Planet. Tiny caterpillars, believed to be the world's first known amphibious insects, are discovered by US scientists and demonstrate what they believe is an example of parallel evolution in which unrelated species develop similarly by living close to each other.
Save Our Planet. Formosa or Taiwan pledges to assist in helping mitigate South Pacific Island Kiribati's rising sea levels and protect from their damaging effects.
Save Our Planet. A recent audit under New Zealand's Dairying and Clean Streams Accord revealed that dairy farms in compliance have dropped to the lowest number yet, prompting Green Party co-leader Dr. Russell Norman to call for government regulations to halt their polluting effects.
Save Our Planet. Southwest China's prolonged drought has led to a steep rise in prices for goods such as flowers, tea, herbs, fruit and grain, while quality has diminished.
I'm Zolo, and this is Lady.
Hello, everyone. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life.
Lady and I are both vegan.
We have a tip on being frugal.
One way to get started saving money is to put an amount each week into your savings account.
It can even be a small sum, as long as you're saving on a regular basis.
Before you know it, you'll have a reserve you can earn interest on, use for a special event, or to help with a worthwhile cause.
Thanks again for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Thank you for watching. And now for the weather around the world.
In world news, Japan donates more than $56,000 to Lebanon for clean water. The funding will support the Women's Progress Association to build a water sanitation facility for children and the elderly in Nabatea in southern Lebanon. The plan will include a water reservoir, which will be set up to catch and filter rainwater. It is part of Japan's Grant Assistance for Grassroots Human Security Project, or GGP. Three fire engines, audiovisual equipment, and heating systems have also been contributed by GGP. Our sincere thankfulness, Japan, and heaven bless your generosity to our Lebanese brethren. May all global citizens have access to clean water and abundant, nutritious, plant-based food for a happy and healthy planetary future.
In animal welfare news, a French man gives chickens a second chance. Mr. Sebastian Lorca from Lyon, France, decided to adopt some chickens as animal companions to save them from sad and short lives at a battery farm. A member and former president of Animal Dignity Association, a French animal rights group, Mr. Lorca contacted a nearby chicken farm and planned to take home two of the birds. However, after seeing the deplorable condition they were in, he decided to take one more. After 3 months in Mr. Lorca's loving care, the chickens were totally transformed.
Donc et elles ont hésité vraiment un long moment à sortir du carton. Et puis plus les jours passaient, plus le comportement changeait. De faire des trous par exemple dans la terre,
oui,
pour faire des nids de poules, de caqueter comme elles le font là actuellement,
voilà. Uh-huh.
De manger de l'herbe et puis de s'espacer aussi. Et puis maintenant, elles chantent. On ne se rend pas forcément compte, mais c'est un animal familier qui est très sympathique et qui n'est pas du tout sauvage.
Mr. Lorca encourages others to do as he did, to protect the chickens and to help increase sensitivity and awareness in others. Our heartfelt thanks, Mr. Sebastian Lorca, for your compassionate act. May you and your sweet chicken friends share many delightful times in each other's cherished company. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Compassion on Ms. Chen Shu Chu, a Formosan or Taiwanese vegetable seller who has been named as a philanthropy hero by a prestigious American publishing company. We'll take a guide contemplative walk and be right back. Please stay tuned for more noble news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, giving news for a considerate world. And now for our series of Shining World Compassion segment, presenting Ms. Chen Chu Ju, a Formosan or Taiwanese woman who helps as many people in need as she can.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. A better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Ms. Chen Shu Ju from Taidong, Formosa, or Taiwan, is a 60-year-old philanthropist who sells vegetables in the local market to earn her livelihood. She started this job in 1963 to help support her family. For 47 years, she has continued this work with the goal of saving as much as she can and then giving it away to those in need.
When Ms. Chen was out of primary school, her family was less privileged. Therefore, her kind teacher often raised funds to help her. She said, "At that time, I just thought, people help me today, and one day I'll also help other people." Ms. Chen has been true to her promise. Her donations include $32,000 to a children's fund, $144,000 to assist her old school in building a library, $31,000 for the city's orphanage, and $11,000 to support three children there. Her plans for 2010 are to establish a $313,000 fund to help the less advantaged with education and healthcare.
Ms. Chen has been named one of 48 philanthropy heroes from 12 Asian countries for 2010 by Forbes, the well-known American publishing and media company. When asked about her award, Ms. Chen humbly said, "I give my extra money to people who need it. Many people donate more money than I did. Heaven bless your altruistic spirit, Ms. Chen Chu Ju. May you be blessed with many more joyous years to share your earth-sustaining vegetables and generous heart with appreciative co-citizens."
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Thai, entitled Celebrity Visit.
ดาราผู้โด่งดังคนหนึ่งกำลังจัดงานการกุศลที่บ้านพักคนชราเขาเดินไปหาหญิงชราคนหนึ่งและนั่งข้างๆเธอแล้วพูดว่าคุณรู้ไหมว่าผมเป็นใครเธอพูดว่า ไม่รู้แต่ไปที่พนักงานต้อนรับสิเขาจะบอกคุณว่าคุณเป็นใคร
And now for our viewers' heartline on a puppet show, The Noble Prince and His Brave Rescue of Animal Friends. On Animal World, our co-inhabitants.
I love this extremely gentle, touching puppet show, which is full of joy and tears. It's really true. If people could experience the pain and sadness of cows, they will definitely quickly stop dairy product without hesitation. Arts from Austria.
Kind Arts, your heartfelt comment is much appreciated. The puppet show is truly very moving. We agree with you, if people could feel the suffering of the intelligent cows, they would adopt a lifestyle free of animal products. Let us pray that day is soon in coming. May celestial light shine on you and all the high-thinking people of Austria.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your heart rejoice in the miracle of divine love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The United Arab Emirates Abu Dhabi Authority for Culture and Heritage releases several language versions of the book, Islam and Arab History, a guide to the most recent Western literature, intended to enhance intercultural and interreligious dialogue.
The European Union and US move closer to a free access agreement known as the Open Aviation Area Accord, anticipated to bring both economic benefits and up to 80,000 new jobs.
Israel signs free trade agreements with Brazil and other Mercosur member nations, becoming the first country outside of Latin America to have such an agreement with the region.
Citizens Bank Baseball Park in Pennsylvania, USA, has been named by animal welfare organization PETA as number one vegetarian major league ballpark for the third consecutive year for its variety of vegan and vegetarian options.
Syrian and Armenian ministers sign 9 agreements in areas including sports, renewable energy, and education, while highlighting their mutual appreciation of the Syrian-Armenian friendship.
To help her teacher, one of 30,000 in the state of California who has been let go due to the economy, 10-year-old Julia Chiao donates birthday party money that she has been saving for over a year to help him keep his job.
Scientists at the U.S. Geological Survey state that thousands of lives were saved in Chile during the February 27th earthquake thanks to a government program that had offered evacuation training.
UNICEF representative Abadou Karamu affirms UNICEF's ongoing commitment to rural water projects in Yemen in recognition and support of this resource's crucial role in development.
U.S.-based animal protection organization Farm Sanctuary asks parents to protect young ducklings, chicks, and bunnies from being abandoned later by not buying them as gifts during Easter.
Meeting together in Chad, President Amadou Toumani Touré of Mali and Mauritian President Mohamed Ould Abdel Aziz agree to resolve past differences as they renew their country's long-standing amicable relations.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.